Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the podcast. This is Dr. TK, and I want to welcome you to a Let's Catch Up podcast episode. So your girl is recording this on a Saturday at 9:53 p.m., probably because I took a brief nap in the middle of the day. And my son is asleep, and so the house is quiet, and I have been wanting to record some type of update podcast episode for a while, but if you've been following me on social media, I've been up to a lot. We are, at the time of this recording, launching the Dope Therapist Academy. We also are doing some things around digital products, and I'll make sure to update you with that journey and some upcoming podcast episodes that are coming out, including some YouTube videos. But tonight, or today, depending on when you're listening to this, I really just want to talk to you about the transition that I have been going through and some of the things that I'm going to share in terms of the journey. I am sure my hope is that some parts or all of it will resonate with you. And we'll see where we end up at the end of this podcast episode. And so I want to take you back to 2 years ago. I did do some podcast episodes on this before, and I started tapping into human design. So I'm not going to go into the definition, the full-blown one of human design. I did do a few episodes on it probably a year back, maybe not even that long. But I first started being introduced to human design back in 2020. I started researching what human design was, which in a Cliff Notes version, especially as a psychologist, it's another way looking at your birthday and the time and location that you were born. It's giving you a different type of understanding of how you show up in the world. So for example, it has shared with me that I am what's called a manifesting generator. And what that means in so many words is that, you know, your girl loves to manifest, but the generator part is what keeps me going. And I have a very strong battery, sometimes longer than others, that can keep going and going and going. And as you could imagine, because I do like the human design perspective, and I'm going to say I agree with 99.9% of the stuff that showed up in my report, because it talks about how I show up in relationships, in business, how I can curate content for my audience, how it shows up with nutrition and wellness, how it shows up with me being very specific with the way that I like to manifest things in my life. I find that it's dead on. When I want a home, I say, I want the home to be a certain square footage. I want natural lighting. I want this amount of bedrooms. Versus a non-specific manifester may say, I want a nice big home in the country. But the country can be anywhere, right? The big home can be any size. And so anyways, I decided to take a leap of faith and go find a human designs coach. The one that I found, her name was Millie. I actually found her on Instagram, and I just typed in human designs coach, and I liked that she had provided a report with a session to break down how I could start applying human design to my life and to my business. And of course, I was really attracted to how it showed up for my business. So it was like a 20 plus page report. I like reports, so I read through it, highlighting things, and then we had our session. Basically, I still meet with her to today. Throughout the year, I may meet with her. I know last year I probably met with her every 3 to 4 months. I would usually meet with her either before or after a launch period just to like process and make sure that I'm still on track with what my desires are, because, you know, we're forever evolving. And this year I decided to meet with her once a month, but in this current season, I've already met with her twice in March. And so I am upping the ante. I really want to start meeting with her for a short period of time, kind of like therapy, but it's not therapy, y'all, at least twice a month. And you'll see why in a moment in terms of what I am working on, why it is important for me to bounce my ideas with someone else that can see me from a different lens and can keep me aligned with the goals that I stated that I wanted. So when I first started working with her, I also had all of my team members do human design with her and have a session because it showed me even how to communicate with them, you know, for team meetings, for feedback, for also idea generation, creativity. It was on point. And they actually enjoyed the meeting with her as well. So my first phase of doing human design was I was focusing on bringing in energy of hell yes versus hell no. And for those of you who were following me back in 2022, you started to see this seep up in my Instagram posts where it really came into play, honestly, when I was about to go to Paris. So my husband and I and my youngest son, you know, I saved up money and we went to Paris. We split up the trip and we did 3 nights, 4 days in Paris. The first half was Disney Paris. Then we added later because I was at an event with one of my coaches and she was like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to Paris and London too. And so they documented it all. And neither one of us knew that we were going, but they ended up going like a month before us. And I didn't know that they had had a train, the Eurostar, to take you to London. So we had already bought our round trip ticket and we had bought it at a time where it was super duper low for a premium economy where you get like the extra leg room and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, I don't want to change my plane ticket, but I'm going to go look into the Eurostar. So we looked into the Eurostar. We were able to get a train to London and we stayed over there for 2 nights. So basically the day we went over there, we, you know, went around the town, spent the night. No, actually, you know what? We only did 1 night because our trip was only a total of like 8 days. And so, cause it was in the middle of us, needing to get our eldest son cause we have, two kids with blended family with two different schedules. And so this wasn't like a spring break or anything like that. My youngest son was in daycare, so I had way more flexibility. So yeah, we only did like a turnaround, but we made sure that we took the early train like at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. That way we would have that whole full day and then we would spend the night and then we would have that other whole full day and then we would leave in the evening like at 6 o'clock to come back to Paris. So first part at Disney Paris, stayed on site, went to the Disney parks. Then we went to London. Then we hopped back on the train and then we stayed in a nice, beautiful hotel in Paris only for, I think it was 1 or 2 nights. I can't remember. It may have been honestly for 1 night. No, it was for 2 nights. But we went and saw the Eiffel Tower and all those things. So speed things up. My goal out there was to go shopping. Outside of tourism and like viewing different things. It was our first time out there. And so we saved up a good amount of money and I didn't know what really I wanted. I mean, I had my Pinterest vision board, but when you go to different places to go shop, you know, it is different and the prices are very different. So just to put things in perspective, my husband was looking at a pair of luxury tennis shoes. In the United States, these shoes cost $1,200. Over in Paris, they were $800. And on top of that, in Paris, not London, we would get back the VAT tax at the airport. I went and I mainly bought luxury jewelry, like some Dior and Fendi earrings, a Christian Dior necklace, bracelets. I was really like, that was my season. And I'm still into like jewelry right now, like jewelry, shoes, and purses. I'm cool on clothes. Your girl can go to Amazon, Fashion Nova and like live it up. Right. but I really like accessories. And so, but I'm not even in a, I wasn't even in a, like a purse thing, but I was like, let me see what they have. So even like their Chanel bags were like $1,000 to $2,000 less. I'm like, oh man, the United States is playing us. And so I told my husband, these are some of the things that I'm looking at in these particular stores. I need your help because the last thing I would want to do is bring something home and then hell, we in a whole other country. And so I told him, I want you to be able to tell me, you know, is it a, I'm going to say a good or not so good decision. So what do I mean by that? I start like teaching him on human design and I was like, if I have to ask you a question about, hey, what do you think? Should I get this? Because if it's automatically a hell yes, honestly, I don't even ask. I may say how it looks, but I usually don't be like, oh, do you think I should get it or whatever. It's really when there's not any guilt because I got the money, but I don't know. And so I said, if I come to you about anything, asking about approval for an item, I want you simply to say, is it a hell yes? And pause, right? He don't even need to bring up hell no. So I remember trying on a Fendi shawl, and it wasn't the exact one that I wanted, but they brought it out the back and it was something similar. But again, it wasn't what I wanted. And so I tried it on. It was nice, but I was probably like 60% wanting it. So I started practicing human design, and he was like, you know, is it a hell yes? And I looked in the mirror and I'm like, nah. Then I tried on some shoes and I was like, hell yeah. Like, he didn't even have to tell me. He could tell because I was just walking around the store like strutting in them, right? And I should have low key, now that I look back, I definitely should have bought both pair of shoes. Because again, when I came home, they were about $400 to $500 more. And I'm like, dang, I should have brought both pair. So let me just walk you through this phase of, with that example of what I was doing in the beginning of understanding human design. I was focusing on only saying yes to opportunities and things that light me up, because that would help me prevent burnout. My goal during that season and moving forward was to take that hell yes model and be only in the spirit of attracting only my ideal clients. Now, I want to say that that's something that I've always been in the spirit of, but sometimes when you're moving quite swiftly, and during the 2020-2021 time, our business was growing very fast. Our programs were growing very fast, especially our private practice academy. And at one point I knew everybody's name, but then when people stopped asking questions, some people wouldn't come to coaching calls. It just became a little difficult to get to know our students, right? So I wanted to make sure that, okay, let's make sure when we're doing our boot camps and such, or if we do a masterclass, let's make sure that we're taking our time and explaining who exactly we want to sign up for this program, especially when it doesn't have an interview. And that meant that our numbers would have to slow down to speed up, right? I also made sure in this phase to only offer my best offers. And so that meant that starting actually in 2022, I started to close down certain offers that either I was no longer aligned with, or maybe the clientele that I served, they were in other programs and it just wasn't doing what it was supposed to do because their time was stretched. They couldn't come to the calls and things like that. And also something that I noticed is that I love having multiple projects on my plate, and I'm really good at managing them. But I wanted to make sure that I was very intentional with how I crafted each one and being clear on what the offer will do for the person, especially when we're talking about if I ever, which I do right now, offer a low, I call it low barrier of entry, under $1,000, let alone under $100. I want to make sure that those people know when they go into that membership, when they come to that masterclass, when they sign up for that self-paced course, they're responsible for taking the information, learning it, and applying it. And if it has some type of live component, they need to show up and ask the question on the call, if it has one, or in the community. But also I want to make people very aware, hey, even though this is a low barrier of entry, please note this does not replace the private practice program that is a high ticketed offer. It does not replace a live event or a VIP experience that's a high ticketed offer. And the reason why it's high ticketed is because of the level of access and maybe the additional information linked to a skill set that someone is getting. So for example, at this time, we have what's called the Digital Side Hustle Club. That program is a very low barrier of entry, meaning ain't no barrier. If you got the money under $100, you can start, right? However, I had a whole elite coaching mastermind in which those students will get a high level of access, group and individual, Voxer, but they were also investing $15,000 to $18,000 a year. So why do I say that? Even if a product is $100, I still over deliver. But what I want people to understand, especially if you've been a part of the Digital Side Hustle Club, maybe you didn't do the mastermind, maybe you couldn't do the mastermind, whatever the case may be, is that sometimes what could happen is that people just see words like, oh, digital products. I remember she was doing that in the mastermind. And some people may assume that everything that I provided in a $18,000 product is going to be given maybe slowly over time in a lower ticketed offer. And that's not the case. The purpose of that Digital Side Hustle Club is to help someone understand how to make a decision for a simple digital product and then understand the phases of a launch, show up and ask questions, and then I'm going to be your case manager. If you come already in with experience, I will tell you to use whatever systems you have and give you some ideas. If you have my email marketing course, depending on where you are in the launch phases, I will give you tips with that because that's a self-paced course. If you want to launch a coaching program, the Digital Side Hustle Club will get you to the ideal component and mapping out your launch timeline, but it's not going to give you the intricate details, how to craft a webinar and all those things. We are talking about a high ticketed potential offer, or maybe even if it's $500, your product, but having a coaching program, that is a higher skill set crafted product. It is not the same as launching an ebook from your therapeutic skills that you do in therapy all week. I hope that people are really hearing that, because sometimes all we see is buzzwords. And I've had people actually tell me like, oh man, I thought that in other programs that I would have in the past, they would think that they will be able to get something based off of what our students in our mastermind or in our academy students were getting. And I'm like, no, this is your entry to warm up and start. But once you get serious, because some people need to do that to test themselves, not to test me, right? So I'm bringing all this up because all of these programs and services that I have are considered multiple projects that are running at one time. So I want to make sure that when I craft and create these products and services, that I'm in love with them and I'm going to always over deliver because I want to make sure that one doesn't burn me out from doing the other. Does that make sense? So those are some of the phases that I went through when I first started learning and implementing human design, specifically around the hell yes versus hell no and being aligned, right? Now in my current season, I am focused on learning how to be abundantly intentional with processing content versus structure content. So let's go a little bit deeper. I may have brought this up on a podcast episode previously, but your girl been struggling with pre-recorded YouTube videos. I've just been trying different things, asking people, polling people. They will say they want me to do a video. Not a lot of people go and watch it. So I'm like, I'm looking at the analytics. The live streams are doing well, but then the average watch time is low, you know, and so it's just like, should I be doing videos? Should I not? But then I know that the people who are watching the videos, when they comment, I'm like, okay, I know I'm supposed to be here. It's just that maybe more people need to know about it. That's more of a leads problem, an attractability problem, not necessarily I shouldn't be doing videos problem, right? Because I know that my message holds a different weight, even when you see my facial expressions, right? And so I love, at the end of the day, I love doing trainings, especially live, because I feed off of energy. I don't care if five people are there. I will swear it's like 1,000 of y'all, right? Like I love engagement. I don't like when I'm just sitting there talking and nobody's talking back to me. That does not light me up. Hence, I don't put out a lot of pre-recorded videos outside of maybe here and there some family vlogs, just to highlight the whole work-life integration and also be a family vault for my kids. And so when I've looked at over the last year of me creating video content, I've recognized I love to do live trainings. I like doing pre-recorded trainings, but the energy is not the same, even though I could put on a good show. I also noticed that my reels in terms of quantity has definitely went down. I will literally be sitting on the couch scrolling, trying to find some inspiration. And then when the spirit hits me, I will run downstairs and record a reel. That's why I'm not really, I'm gonna say dressed. I mean, I'm dressed, but you know, I'm not done up like I'm doing a coaching call or anything like that. You may see me with some jogger pants on. I mean, stuff I wear around the house all day long. But bottom line is my mood related to creating content. I know I ain't the only one. It's been going up and down. So when you think about why mentorship and coaching is important, because that's why I introduced like the whole human design topic and these two different phases, is that I have seen this particular coach be able to hear me and be able to help me put the pieces of the puzzle together based on what my goal is and what I'm working on during that particular session. And one of the things that she highlighted most recently in our last session last week, mid-March of 2024, is I was going back and forth about these videos again. Like, I don't know, like I love doing the boot camps, but I really need to do more video because it seems like when I do them and they're well thought out, they do well. But I noticed that my live streams do better, you know? And so she said, have you ever thought about using your podcast to process your thoughts? Because I was telling her how I'm really enjoying the Highly Qualified podcast episode, but I even want that podcast episode to eventually move over to the public one. And I'll tell you why in the next podcast episode. Okay. But for the sake of this episode, she said, can you use your audio podcast for processing your thoughts? Because I told her, I see y'all as like my Wi-Fi BFFs, right? Like, I feel like I can slow down the conversation. It doesn't have to be like, I got to hook you in the first 3 seconds, like a video. We could just actually, well, I can have a conversation and then you could talk back to me in the DM, right? But I can express my thoughts. And then I was like, okay, but what about the video? And she said, well, if you're having a hard time putting the pieces of the puzzle pretty much together for the video, after you have processed your thoughts, because she's heard me outright answer my own questions, kind of like in therapy, you let the client kind of talk and then they realize like, oh shoot, I just answered my own question. So I am a person, also according to human design, where I have to talk out my thoughts to then come to the conclusion. And I've also had to teach my team about this so that they won't think that when I'm sharing something that I'm going to run and do it, I'm just simply sharing my thoughts, right? And I don't share with them everything, but I share with them most things, especially when it comes down to business growth. And so when you think about my workshop, she was like, you know, after you've processed your thoughts on the audio, maybe you'll realize that even though you talked about 5 different tips or something like that, and you gave them a narrative and a case study and a story because your audience really likes that, maybe you can take the one tip that hit the most. Like when you were talking about it, like, ooh, this is good, I can go deeper. Or maybe you can develop a video that talks about the 5, but it's more concise and straight to the point. It's teachable points. And I was like, oh my God, I felt like a client in therapy when they were like, mic drop, I can graduate therapy from now. Like, I ain't gonna stop going to session. But it was just like that kind of aha moment where I was like, it was a weight lifted off my shoulder. Because I find that the videos that I feel good doing, even if they have been pre-recorded, is when I am strategically teaching something. And that also includes like our boot camps, because they have slides. I'm a teacher. So we talked about in depth that sometimes I need to talk things out to get to what I really want to say. And I want you to ask yourself the following. How do you want to show up in this season on social media? If you do YouTube, YouTube as well. If you have deemed that you need a social media break, let me ask you, do you need a break from social media, or do you need a cleanse? Because sometimes we need an actual break, but also it could be you're being overly stimulated with things that are not helping grow you or even make you smile, right? Another thing to consider is, are you having the right conversations with the right people to think on a positive level, even on social media or just within your circle? Because if you're only talking about how rough inflation season is, how high groceries are, because I got to watch myself. I may, like, literally, I will go in a grocery store and feel a slight depression come over my soul. But like 5 minutes, right? Like, how much is the tea? $5. It used to be $2.50 like a year and a half ago, right? And so I told my husband, literally, when I went grocery shopping, because sometimes I like to go in the store, not all the time, I do Instacart. But I text him and I was like, I was lit when I came in here. I was like, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to get my organics. And then when I hit the next aisle, it was just like, oh, I'm about to spend $350 for 5 days. And half of the food probably going to go bad because I don't know what they putting in the food. Like, that's how I'm feeling. But I can't allow myself to sit in that level of darkness or I will be honestly in a full-blown depression. I know what the hell depression looks like, right? So are you having the right conversations? Are you allowing the right stimuli to come through your eye gate? And lastly, do you need to talk out your thoughts, as I have so in-depth like talked about just now? Do you need to talk your thoughts out to get to the root of what you actually want, what you desire, or maybe what you need to decide to do, even in business, at your job? It does not matter, okay? Now, if you want to take it up a notch, you don't have to necessarily talk this out with someone. Take a walk and talk. Audio or record yourself as though you're talking to somebody, because sometimes it just maybe feel better when somebody's on the other end. Or if you have someone that you can maybe Voxer or what is it called, Marco Polo, and they know that you're expressing your thoughts, just give them a heads up and say, hey, I don't even need you to respond. I just need to talk out my thoughts, right? So with that said, I just wanted to catch y'all up a little bit about all these things that's been going on in my mind. Now, in the next episode, I'm for sure about to give a let's catch up part two. But I'm going to give you some behind the scenes, but also some teachable steps of how you can have a conversation with your future self and how that conversation can help you quantum leap your mindset to actually see tangible results. All right. So I really hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Please share this podcast just in general with at least two people that you know, especially service providers, therapists, and healers. If you are not following me already on Instagram, go and check me out at Dr. TK Psych. All of my resources are in the show notes. If you want to know anything that I have coming up, such as for private practice and digital products, YouTube channel, and the highly qualified podcast episode for now, because it is separate than this podcast, make sure to check that out at drtk.com/links. Again, the link is in the show notes. And that links page will give you all of the deets in terms of what is current. But get in my DM and let me know you heard this episode. Let me know what resonated with you. Do you want to be a hell yes person? You don't even need to have human design to make that decision to say it's either going to be a hell yes or it's going to be a hell no. Like, it ain't no gray area when it comes down to you getting what you want in your life and in your business. All right, y'all. I will see you in the next episode. Have a great rest of your day. Bye. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapist Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.